Well, the story is about this cocktail party crowd. And it was written back in the 50s, I think. That name will come to me. Well-known writer of that time. And one of the young women in this cocktail party crowd, it's kind of a New York City kind of, you could get the Manhattan kind of group, she senses the call of God to go into the mission field, like right out of nowhere. So she goes off and becomes a missionary. She goes over to Africa, and she's captured by this tribe and crucified on an anthill and left to die. And Eugene O'Neill wrote, the playwright wrote this story. And when the cocktail party crowd hears about this, they're sitting around now one evening and they're discussing her, what she's done. And what it begins to do is to reflect the shallowness and the emptiness of their own lives. You see, we're here clinking cocktail glasses and, you know, talking about the theater and, you know, the Met and the latest art exhibition in Central Park and all the on and on and on. And here she actually did something. You see, she stepped way outside of her comfort zone. And that's what the call of Christ looks like all over the New Testament. You know, there are no clean segues into discipleship. There has to be a break. And the breaks come when you start moving your body and your priorities and your resources in a different direction. When you actually start living as if the call of Jesus Christ mattered. You see. Now you understand why there are so few disciples, relatively speaking. Because everybody wants the faith that pours down on me. See? Give me faith to endure, or give me faith so that I can get what I need. But how about the faith that comes when I begin to act when I don't have any faith? When I dare to step forward when I have this hollow feeling in the pit of my stomach, but I believe it's a direction that I may be called to go in. Well, I may be. I won't know until I take the step, you see. And God may be calling one of you in this room tonight in a direction like that, and may have been for some time. I don't know. Maybe that's why it's come up. Unless we're just bird watching here, you know. You see?
That's what Jesus said that.